Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's John Mellencamp bringing us back. That's a little Heartland rock and roll. Hoosier music. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. David Dossey is our guest, our good friend, longtime Braintrust member, intellectual property attorney extraordinaire, Gallagher & Dossey Law Firm, out of Columbus, Ohio, invention-protection.com. Right, Dave?
That's it.
I get it right. All right. So we're talking about some of the biggest risks that small business owners have, and some things you can do when you're contracting with customers, when you're contracting with vendors and with other people. Folks, when you get a contract from somebody else, it's probably going to be boilerplate, and it's not. Just write this down. Take this to the bank, write it on a rock. It is not going to be in your favor. And if you're now every once in a while, David, you'll see a contract that has mutual indemnification in it. Now, those are the people who are basically I like to deal with because it's right out of the box. You can tell that there's no gotchas with these people, right?
Right. Yeah, you don't feel like they're trying to pull one over.
Right. Right. But the big companies, folks, will almost always. And this is the bully, David. This is part of the bullying that big companies do with small companies that I hate and that I expose them on whenever I can. When the management lets the lawyers run amok and bully small businesses, and I don't put up with it. I refuse to be bullied, and you don't have to be either. I backed them off, and you can too. All right, David. Next segment is contracting with vendors, right?
Right. You know, just like when you're a vendor to a large business and you're having to start with their standard agreements, a lot of small businesses avoid getting those documents in place ahead of time because, you know, any small business, you're going to have vendors and you're going to always want to start with your own agreement that everything weighs in your favor. Preferably, hopefully, it's much more even-keeled than the ones you're dealing with your large business clients. But you should have those agreements in place, and it's not an expensive process to get everything lined up so that when you do have a new vendor, whether it's for a new supplier of pizza boxes or a new logo someone's creating for you, that you just have those at hand, you are comfortable with them, you already know that the key things are in your favor, and even as a small business, oftentimes your vendors will be big businesses. Just because, you know, you're using a huge cleaning service for your facility doesn't, you know, don't let them force their agreement on you.
Aren't vendor contracts usually a lot simpler, though? Aren't just selling somebody something like we're talking about here, those aren't usually all that complicated, are they?
Well, vendor contracts, if it's a product, so if I'm a small business and I'm simply selling to a retailer upstream that's a big business.
Right.
And they've got a vendor agreement. Well, sure, there's very little I'm going to be able to do about that vendor agreement, and I should have to stand behind my product and everything. And the vendor agreements, though, can also encompass services so that, you know, if you're hiring someone and they're creating that new logo for you, well, there are a lot of additional things that need to be considered then. Or when you're hiring a cleaning company to do cleaning services, you know, there's a lot different than when you're just buying Post-it notes or something from a vendor. So there are a lot of considerations.
Well, and one of the things you got to watch out for, though, and this is something David has helped me with immensely over the years, is sometimes they'll stick in there a little bit something about your intellectual property, about intellectual property. And it'll be a little more sinister than just we're protecting our stuff. It might almost sound like we're protecting our stuff and we might get some of your stuff.
And one of the bigger risks that we'll talk about later about the indemnity is that you are indemnifying the other party for anything associated mm-hmm. with intellectual property, mm-hmm. so that you're guaranteeing the product or service that you've produced is free from intellectual property issues. And guess what? Companies aren't coming to you for your skills to do legal clearance on intellectual property. Mm-hmm. Usually a big business has a big IP department that's their role, and they're coming to you for creative input or as a consultant. So you need to, those are the key provisions that you need to negotiate out of those contracts that, hey, or put the onus back on them. Say, whoa, you want us to give you this type of indemnity. Our insurance company would never let us do that. If we've got to give that to you, we're going to have to hire an IP firm to do clearance, and all that cost is going to have to be built into this project. Mm. And when you put it like that, it's amazing how quickly people back down.
Right, right. So what are some other things that we need to look for in a vendor contract? Let me ask you this question. Isn't the best defense a good offense? I mean, what about having our own contract? We give it to them. You know, if I'm putting a deal together with someone and there is no boilerplate contract on either side, I'm happy to say I'll do the contract.
Yeah, if you proactively do it, you're always coming out ahead if you start with your agreement, no matter how much is negotiated out eventually. But one of the key things to keep in mind is anyone you're contracting with, you need to think about it as a realist and say, okay, someday they may be my competitor.
Right.
And they may be trying to cut me out of the loop here.
Mm-hmm. And again, as I said in the beginning, they may be trying to steal your stuff. They may be trying to steal your cargo. So keep your shields up. Gird your loins. Protect your property, as we say here all the time. David Dossie and I will be right back. More to come after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.